This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It can be a challenge talking with children after we see tragic events in the media. Joining us is clinical and trauma psychologist, Dr. Rob Gordon. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Man, there's a lot of media coverage going on right now about terrorism. And I, for one, as a parent of two young children, 4 and 5, don't really know how well to address this with my children. Is there an appropriate time when we should start talking about this with our kids?
I would say for young children, don't bring it up until they sort of start being aware of it, or if you've watched a news item or something and they ask a question. We don't want to burden young children with risks they're not aware of yet unless they're in their immediate environment. The problem with terrorism that, at least for Australia, we haven't had the kind of incidents of England and other places. And I would say leave that until it happens, if it ever does, before we talk about it.
Yeah, so it's more by the sounds of it than for parents to not necessarily engage in discussion straight up, but let the kids drive whether or not they're ready to have the conversation.
Yes, it's about their awareness. But if, for instance, the family is watching television or listening to radio and something comes on, I would say for kids after the age of about 7 or 8, say, what do you think about that? Did you hear that? And because, you see, the problem is with the children, the younger they are, the less they can actually put things in the right context, meaning the whole situation. Children make this very concrete connection. So we've got to actually spell out the obvious for them. This is a long way away. It's in another country. It's not happening in Australia, and so on. We've got to actually make clear that we live with risks all the time. Actually, the most dangerous thing in the children's lives will be when their parents drive them to school. And yet we still do it comfortably. We do it because, first of all, it's familiar, and secondly, we've got rules and ways in which we can drive safely. And thirdly, we've actually got a sense of control because we understand the problem. And the same goes for sharks and snakes and redback spiders and all the other hazards in our lives. And so we add terrorism to that list, and we teach them about it.
And the Australian Psychological Society, they've released a tip sheet for parents in having these conversations. One of the things they mention is to look out for possible stress reactions in our children. What are some of the ways that your kids will show that they're being stressed out by some of these reports?
There would be two classes of stress reactions. One is where the stress will identify a concern about this issue. They'll be apprehensive about going outside. They'll be talking about terrorists or whatever, bad people. They'll be dreaming about it. They will need an extra reassurance going to sleep, and so on. And that means the anxiety's out in the open. But the other source would be where they actually just show a generalised increase in their stress, uncertainty and anxiety, where they feel less able to do independent things. For instance, they don't want to be outside, they don't want to explore. And so I would say, if just parents be aware, if there's a sudden change, just stop and think, I wonder if this is connected, and just to open up the conversation.
Brilliant. Thanks, Rob, for taking the time to share with us today.
You're welcome.
That's Rob Gordon, Dr. Rob Gordon, clinical and trauma psychologist. If you need those tip sheets, you can take a look at believeinchange.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.